Feds, nearly 900 migrants with mumps disease arrived in U.S. last year. By John Binder on September 8, 2019. Since September 2018, nearly 900 migrants arriving at the United States-Mexico border have been confirmed or suspected to have mumps, a federal report reveals. A report by the Center for Disease Control, CDC, details how the contagious mumps disease has spread across 19 states in 57 detention facilities among migrants, those illegally crossing the southern border and those seeking asylum. Between September 2018 and August 2019, about 898 cases of migrants who had arrived to the U.S. and were in federal detention were reported to have mumps. Another 33 cases of mumps were reported among staff members at the various detention facilities. Roughly 44% of the cases reported occurred in detention facilities located in Texas, while the average age of a migrant with mumps was 25 years old and 94% were male migrants. CDC officials state that the disease has largely spread to other migrants while in detention, with 84% of cases reported having been likely contracted while in federal custody and 5% having been likely contracted before the migrant was apprehended by federal officials. As of August 2019, CDC officials say there are ongoing mumps outbreaks among migrants at 15 detention facilities in 7 states. In June, Acting Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kevin McAleenan admitted that border crossers and illegal aliens are being released into the interior of the U.S. without undergoing basic medical exams or disease tests, Breitbart News reported. A report issued by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, in 2017 outlined urged the Trump administration to enact a slew of policies to prevent a disease outbreak in the U.S. caused by mass immigration. Most illnesses are spread by contact with infected people, livestock or agricultural produce, the FAIR report states. As a result, researchers have concluded that the international movement of people is a significant factor in disease outbreaks. Mobile populations can link zones of disease emergence to low prevalence or non-endemic areas through rapid or high-volume international movements, or both. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.